30% chance for showers and thunderstorms today and again tonight. It'll be hot today, too, with a high near 91. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning
from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. Studies show social media use can be damaging to your mental health. This is especially true among young people. Education leaders in Kansas say they are worried about the constant use of cell phones by students, but they don't support a statewide ban. Suzanne Perez has more.
State school board members this week considered new research that ties screen time to higher rates of anxiety and depression among teens. But the board stopped short of advising or directing schools to limit the use of cell phones or other devices. Board member Betty Arnold says it should be a local decision, and some parents feel more comfortable knowing their children have cell phones.
Parents are divided on that. There are a lot that will say, okay, if my child is in danger, I need my child to be able to reach me.
Kansas lawmakers briefly considered a bill earlier this year that would have required local school boards to ban cell phones during school hours. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Meanwhile, the State Board of Education has walked back its mandate for students to apply for college financial aid in order to graduate. Board members voted last month to require completion of the FAFSA as part of the new high school graduation requirements, but the board decided yesterday to remove that requirement. Board member Melanie Haas says the burden should be on school districts and not on students or families to navigate college admissions.
What I really want to see is districts stepping up and making a much stronger effort to provide all of the information to students and their families.
The Kansas Board of Regents had urged the State Board of Education to add the FAFSA requirement. States that require it have seen more students go to college and get financial aid. Republican leaders in the state legislature are now considering whether to legalize medical marijuana. They'll hold 2 days of hearings on the idea later this year.
The legislature formed a special committee on medical marijuana in light of a recent federal proposal to reclassify low-potency cannabis to a less restricted scheduling. The joint committee will hold hearings on how other states implemented medical cannabis and the potential impact if the U.S. government reschedules the drug. Hearings have not yet been scheduled, but could happen as soon as this summer. Currently, 38 states and Washington, D.C. have legal medical cannabis. In Kansas, some Republican leaders in the legislature have opposed it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
And a federal judge has finally set a trial date for disgraced former Kansas City, Kansas police detective Roger Golubsky, nearly 2 years after his arrest.
Golubsky's federal trial on charges of rape and kidnapping will begin on December 2nd and run through January of next year. He's accused of using his badge to get away with abusing vulnerable black women for decades. He was arrested by the FBI in September 2022 and has been on home detention since then. The trial will be held on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday schedule to work around Golubsky's dialysis appointments. I'm Peggy Lowe.
And in Big League Baseball, the Royals took both games from the Cardinals in yesterday's doubleheader. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez in Los Angeles.
This is NPR News.
Coming up next on KPR, we'll hear about the new Nicolas Cage horror film. It's called Long Legs. It's about an FBI agent assigned to an unsolved serial killer case. And if you have no interest in that new Nicolas Cage film, well, stick around. Here's something that may be of interest. And I'm not even sure what this is about, but I will tell you what NPR has to say. Generative artificial intelligence is becoming more mainstream in China, with companies using it for an unconventional service to resurrect the dead. Can this be true? We'll take a closer look at generative AI in China. That's still to come this hour on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nova, Frontline, and Antiques Roadshow. Program information at kansascitypbs.org.
Well, the Royals took two games from the Cardinals in yesterday's doubleheader. The Royals clipped the Cards 6-4 in the early game, and then beat the Cardinals 8-5 in the second game of that doubleheader. Kansas City now in third place in the AL Central, just 7.5 games back. No problem. The forecast for today includes hot weather. You probably knew that. We'll have partly sunny skies, a high near 91. However, we also have a 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms today, and a 30% chance tonight. Right now, 66 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Don't work on climate.
The view from scientists on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock today on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson is your host. In the next half hour, a look at generative artificial intelligence. It's becoming more mainstream in China, and some companies are using it for an unconventional service to resurrect the dead. The practice also raises questions, obviously. More on this story still to come in the next half hour here on Kansas Public Radio. 30% chance of rain today, otherwise hot, high of 91.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The leaders of NATO meeting this week of several deaths in Texas and at least one fatality in Louisiana. This is NPR News from Washington.
And good morning. This is KPR News from Lawrence. I'm Jay Schaefer. A federal judge has set a trial date for disgraced former Kansas City, Kansas police detective Roger Golubsky. Nearly 2 years after his arrest, Golubsky will finally go on trial for rape and kidnapping on December 2nd inside a federal courtroom in Topeka. He is accused of using his badge to get away with abusing vulnerable black women for decades. He's been on home detention ever since he was arrested by the FBI in September of 2022. The Kansas State Board of Education has removed a new requirement that high school students apply for college financial aid. Suzanne Perez has more.
The board voted last month to require that Kansas high school students, starting with the class of 2028, complete the FAFSA in order to graduate. Now board members have walked back that mandate, saying completion of the form should not be tied to a student's high school diploma. Board member Jim Porter says many students miss out on college aid because they're confused by the application, and schools need to do more to help.
How in the world are we going to assure that they have all the information they need to be successful? I say I've struggled with this from the beginning, and quite frankly, I'm struggling with it today.
Some board members say helping students with the FAFSA could be part of a district's accreditation requirements. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Republican leaders in the Kansas legislature are considering whether to legalize medical marijuana. They'll hold 2 days of hearings on the idea later this year. The legislature formed a special committee on medical marijuana in light of a recent federal proposal to reclassify low-potency cannabis to a less restricted scheduling. The joint committee will hold hearings on how other states have implemented medical cannabis and the potential impact if the U.S. government reschedules the drug. Those hearings in Kansas have not yet been scheduled, but they could happen as soon as this summer. A Leavenworth cyclist is preparing for another run at a gold medal in the Paris Paralympics Games this summer. But for Sean Morelli, to add to her 3 gold medals, she had to recover from knee surgery after the 2020 Paralympics. Morelli says orthopedic surgeon Vincent Key at the University of Kansas Health System helps manage her physical recovery so she can focus on the mental side.
I have a hard time slowing down. You know, I like to go fast. That's why I win races. And, you know, not being on my bike, not being able to train, it's mentally difficult for me.
Morelli's quest for another gold medal will begin August 30th with a qualifying round. And the Kansas City Royals defeated the Cardinals twice on Wednesday in St. Louis.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
This
is NPR News.
Yeah. Using generative AI to resurrect the dead. Not bringing them back to life, of course, but using AI to recreate versions of our departed loved ones. Is that a good idea, or is it just weird, creepy, and maybe harmful? Well, those kinds of questions are explored here on Kansas Public Radio, and we think that's one of the reasons you tune in. If you agree that stories like that last report are worth hearing, then consider becoming a KPR listener member. You can make a contribution online right now at kansaspublicradio.org. And we'll keep stories like that coming every day on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and the Summer Book Sale, July 12th through July 14th at the Library Garage, with books, CDs, DVDs, and more. Information is at lplks.org.
It's going to be partly sunny today and hot with a high near 91. We also have a 30% chance of rain, maybe some thunderstorms today, and a 30% chance for another round of rain and storms tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, and a high near 95. Currently in Lawrence, it's sunny and 67 degrees at 6:44.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR. Context, so you can decide. This is NPR.
Different stories, different points of view, daily on Kansas Public Radio's Morning Edition. It's here Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m.
NPR News. This is NPR News.
The place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. Before old mill dams are demolished in the North Carolina mountains, a search and rescue operation is underway for the country's largest salamanders. The Hellbender Rescue, that's next on Morning Edition. And then we'll take a look at the issue of immigration and whether immigration really takes away jobs or lowers wages here in the U.S. We'll hear one perspective coming up in just a few minutes here on Morning Edition. You know, right next to Kansas Public Radio is the Kansas Audio Reader Network. And every morning, a dedicated volunteer shows up and grabs newspapers so they can be read to the many listeners of Audio Reader, because that's what they do at Audio Reader. Audio Reader is a radio reading service for blind and visually impaired listeners. Think of supporting their efforts. They serve thousands of people across the state of Kansas and even listeners in other states. But don't take my word for it. Here's what Daryl says.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, a radio reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Grateful for the generosity of sustaining members who help meet annual programming needs. Sustaining donation information is at reader.ku.edu.
Our next update of news headlines is just 9 minutes away. 30% chance for rain and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, a partly sunny sky and a high of 91. Tomorrow will hit 95. By Sunday, 99, and on Monday, a high near 101.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, which includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. 30% chance for showers and storms today, otherwise a partly cloudy to partly sunny sky, depending on where you are. It'll be hot for everyone, a high near 91. Tonight, another 30% chance of showers and storms, low of 69. And for tomorrow, it'll be sunny and dry, a high near 95 degrees on Friday. Here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, mostly cloudy at the moment, 67 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Good morning. Questions about President Biden?
Trading, Dow futures are lower. This is NPR.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. Studies show social media use can be damaging to your health. This is especially true among young people. Education leaders in the state say they're worried about the constant use of cell phones in the classroom, but they don't support a statewide ban of cell phones in school.
State school board members this week considered new research that ties screen time to higher rates of anxiety and depression among teens. But the board stopped short of advising or directing schools to
if my child is in danger, I need my child to be able to reach me.
Kansas lawmakers briefly considered a bill earlier this year that would have required local school boards to ban cell phones during school hours. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Meanwhile, the Board of Education has walked back its mandate for students to apply for college financial aid in order to graduate from high school. Board members voted last month to require completion of the FAFSA as part of new high school graduation requirements. But the board decided yesterday to remove that requirement. Board member Melanie Haas says the burden should be on school districts and not on students or families to navigate college admissions.
What I really want to see is districts stepping up and making a much stronger effort to provide all of the information to students and their families.
The Kansas Board of Regents had urged the State Board of Education to add the FAFSA requirement, saying that states requiring it have seen more students go to college and get financial aid. Republican leaders in the state legislature are considering whether to legalize medical marijuana. They'll hold 2 days of hearings on the idea later this year.
The legislature formed a special committee on medical marijuana in light of a recent federal proposal to reclassify low-potency cannabis to a less restricted scheduling. The joint committee will hold hearings on how other states implemented medical cannabis and the potential impact if the U.S. government reschedules the drug. Hearings have not yet been scheduled, but could happen as soon as this summer. Currently, 38 states and Washington, D.C. have legal medical cannabis. In Kansas, some Republican leaders in the legislature have opposed it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
A federal judge has finally set a trial date for disgraced former Kansas City, Kansas police detective Roger Golubsky. Nearly 2 years after his arrest, Golubsky will finally go on trial for rape and kidnapping on December 2nd inside a federal courtroom in Topeka. He's accused of using his badge to get away with abusing vulnerable black women for decades. He's been on home detention ever since he was arrested by the FBI in September of 2022. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Cardinals twice yesterday in St. Louis. The Royals clipped the Cards 6-4 in the first game and then 8-5 in the second game of that doubleheader.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Sasha Fife.
This is NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is FM 91.5. In Lawrence and FM 89.7 in Emporia. Who is into Euro soccer? Well, it's England versus Spain in Sunday's Euro final. We'll take a look at the game of soccer and Euro soccer in particular. That's straight ahead here on Morning Edition. But if you have no interest in soccer, don't touch that dial because you may have an interest in this. Target, the largest retailer as of late, to announce that it will no longer accept your personal check as of July 15th. The Federal Reserve says check writing has declined by almost 75% since 2000. This has not filtered down to my own mother. Perhaps I should call her and make sure she's listening. But we'll hear about check writing and the decline in check writing in just a few minutes here on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nova, Frontline, and Antiques Roadshow. Program information at kansascitypbs.org.
A 30% chance for rain and thunderstorms today, a 30% chance for rain and thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, partly sunny skies today, a high of 91. Tomorrow it'll be sunny with a high of 95. By Saturday, a high of 97. Sunday, 99. And on Monday, we could reach 101 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly sunny and 68. Topeka and Manhattan, 68 degrees as well. And in Emporia, cloudy and 69 at 721.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
The view from scientists on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and the Summer Book Sale, July 12th through July 14th at the Library Garage with books, CDs, DVDs, and more. Information is at lplks.org.
We have a 30% chance for rain and storms today and, again, tonight. Otherwise, today, a partly cloudy to mostly sunny sky and a high near 91 degrees.
Live from NPR News in Washington, this is NPR News.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. A federal judge has set a trial date for disgraced former Kansas City, Kansas police detective Roger Golubsky. Nearly 2 years after his arrest, Golubsky will finally go on trial for rape and kidnapping charges on December 2nd inside a federal courtroom in Topeka. He's accused of using his badge to get away with abusing vulnerable black women for decades. He's been on home detention ever since he was first arrested by the FBI in September of 2022. Some education leaders in Kansas say schools should do more to limit the use of cell phones by students during the school day. State school board members this week discussed research that ties screen time to higher rates of teen anxiety, depression, and suicide. Board member Kathy Hopkins pointed to states like New Hampshire and Louisiana, which have offered advice to schools about screen time and social media.
I agree it's a local decision, but I would definitely like to think as a state board that we would at least try to give some kind of recommendation, guidance to local districts to do something.
State lawmakers briefly considered a bill earlier this year that would have required local school districts to prohibit students from using cell phones during school hours. However, that bill died in committee. The Board of Education has removed a new requirement that high school students apply for college financial aid.
The board voted last month to require that Kansas high school students, starting with the class of 2028, complete the FAFSA in order to graduate. Now board members have walked back that mandate, saying completion of the form should not be tied to a student's high school diploma. Board member Jim Porter says many students miss out on college aid because they're confused by the application, and schools need to do more to help.
How in the world are we going to assure that they have all the information they need to be successful? I say I've struggled with this from the beginning, and quite frankly, I'm struggling with it today.
Some board members say helping students with the FAFSA could be part of a district's accreditation requirements. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Republican leaders in the Kansas legislature are considering whether to legalize medical marijuana. They'll hold 2 days of hearings on the idea later this year. Hearings have not yet been scheduled, but they could happen as soon as this summer. Currently, 38 states plus Washington, D.C., have legalized medical cannabis. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Cardinals not once but twice yesterday in St. Louis. The Royals clipped the Cards 6-4 in Game 1 and then 8-5 in the second game of that doubleheader. Kansas City remains in third place in the AL Central. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. This is NPR News.
Your place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Still to come, we'll talk about Abercrombie and Fitch's rebrand and how the chain has managed to recapture its customer base. Abercrombie and Fitch, straight ahead here on Morning Edition. And then it's off to business news on the Marketplace Morning Report. Here's how the weather is taking shape. Sunny skies in Lawrence, 69 degrees. Topeka, sunny and 69. And in Manhattan, mostly sunny, 69 degrees. In Kansas City, it's cloudy and 68. Chanute expecting a light rain shower within the next hour, 71 degrees in Chanute. And in Emporia, cloudy skies, 70 degrees. 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms today across portions of eastern Kansas. Otherwise, it should just be partly sunny and hot for most of the day, high near 91. Tonight, a 30% chance for rain and storms. Tomorrow, sunny and dry, a high near 95 degrees.
My name is Tony Cabin, and I'm the managing editor for...
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio on this Thursday morning, July 11th. The number of reported scams of various kinds increased dramatically during the pandemic, and it's stayed at an elevated level ever since. That's according to the Federal Trade Commission. Now, one kind of scam that's been around for a while but is quickly adapting to new methods of technology are ploys that target job seekers. People looking for jobs, getting scammed. You'll hear that report in the Marketplace Morning Report. Coming up next on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Stick around for classical music later this morning on KPR 1. Cordelia Brown will bring us the Barber of Seville Overture, a Telemann trumpet concerto, and the Boccherini Quintet that has a famous minuet in it. Plus the music of Aaron Copland, Johann Strauss Jr., and yada, yada, yada. Cordelia Brown has the classics from 9 to noon today on KPR 1. If you just can't get enough of the news and talk, you can listen to KPR 2. At 9 o'clock, we'll bring you the BBC NewsHour.
Support for KPR comes from Kilinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday with wine night on Wednesdays, featuring glasses, bottles, and wine flights. Menu at culinariafoodandwine.com.
We will have a partly sunny sky today. It'll be hot, too, with a high of 95. 30% chance of showers and storms today and again tonight.
Good morning, President
of Undocumented Immigrants.
NPR's Franco Ordonez reporting. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:04. Studies reveal that social media use can be damaging to your mental health. This is especially true for young people. Education leaders in the state say they are worried about the constant use of cell phones in the classroom, but they don't support a statewide ban of cell phones in schools. Suzanne Perez reports.
State school board members this week considered new research that ties screen time to higher rates of anxiety and depression among teens. But the board stopped short of advising or directing schools to limit the use of cell phones or other devices. Board member Betty Arnold says it should be a local decision, and some parents feel more comfortable knowing their children have cell phones.
Parents are divided on that. There are a lot that will say, okay, if my child is in danger, I need my child to be able to reach me.
Kansas lawmakers briefly considered a bill earlier this year that would have required local school boards to ban cell phones during school hours. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Meanwhile, the State Board of Education has walked back its mandate for students to apply for college financial aid in order to graduate. Board members voted last month to require completion of the FAFSA as part of the new high school graduation requirements, but the board decided yesterday to remove that requirement. Board member Melanie Haas says the burden should be on school districts and not on students and families to navigate the college admissions process.
What I really want to see is districts stepping up and making a much stronger effort to provide all of the information to students and their families.
The Board of Regents had urged the State Board of Education to add the FAFSA requirement, saying that states that require it have seen more students go to college and more of them get financial aid. Republican leaders at the Kansas State House are considering whether to legalize medical marijuana, and they'll hold 2 days of hearings on the idea later this year.
The legislature formed a special committee on medical marijuana in light of a recent federal proposal to reclassify low-potency cannabis to a less restricted scheduling. The joint committee will hold hearings on how other states implemented medical cannabis and the potential impact if the U.S. government reschedules the drug. Hearings have not yet been scheduled, but could happen as soon as this summer. Currently, 38 states and Washington, D.C. have legal medical cannabis. In Kansas, some Republican leaders in the legislature have opposed it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
A trial date has finally been set for disgraced former Kansas City, Kansas police detective Roger Golubsky.
Golubsky's federal trial on charges of rape and kidnapping will begin on December 2nd and run through January of next year. He's accused of using his badge to get away with abusing vulnerable black women for decades. He was arrested by the FBI in September 2022 and has been on home detention since then. The trial will be held on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday schedule to work around Golubsky's dialysis appointments. I'm Peggy Lowe.
And the Royals took 2 games from the Cardinals yesterday in St. Louis. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez in law.
Cat behavior consultant in Sacramento, California. She also suggests getting your cat lots of its own stuff because, yes, cats are divas.
You need to have more than one scratching post, and you want to put them in locations that your cat is likely to use them. That might mean right next to your couch, if the couch is a place that your cat really enjoys scratching.
Demanding divas, Delgado also thinks that can encourage cats to scratch the post and not the couch.
That type of training is much more effective than yelling at your cat or trying to chase them away from the couch or squirting them with water. All methods I do not recommend.
But one of the biggest drivers of cat scratches could be you. Professor Demir Bosch says the way owners play with their cats can be counterproductive.
Yeah, if they don't get to catch their prey, all that pent-up energy can turn into claw marks on your sofa.
For example, if we let them play with the laser toys, we will see that they keep chasing this dot, but at the end they get nothing. We get an aroused cat. He's an unsuccessful hunter now. He will be frustrated.
And nobody wants a frustrated cat who is still out for prey. This is NPR News.
How to take care of your high-maintenance cat. Only on Kansas Public Radio. I love stories like that. Another possible solution? Get a dog.
If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle that's sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Up next on the program, we'll hear about the new Nicolas Cage horror film. It's called Long Legs. It's about an FBI agent assigned to an unsolved serial killer case. But far and away, the most interesting story on Morning Edition today is still to come. It's about generative artificial intelligence and how it's becoming more mainstream in China. In fact, some companies are using it for a rather unconventional service, resurrecting the dead. I don't mean bringing them back to life. I mean using artificial intelligence to recreate versions of our departed loved ones. That story is coming up shortly after the 8:30 news this morning on Morning Edition. Is it a good idea to use generative artificial intelligence to resurrect our dearly departed? Raises some interesting questions, and we will explore those questions coming up this hour on KPR's Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
The National Weather Service has reduced our chances for rain and thunderstorms today. It was a 30% chance. It's now looking like a 20% chance for showers and storms during the day. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain. Otherwise, just partly sunny, high of 91 today. Tomorrow, sunny and dry, a high of 95, and then it gets warmer from there. Saturday and Sunday, we'll have a high somewhere between 97 and 99 degrees. And by Monday, we'll hit the triple digits. Right now, not too bad. Sunny skies in Lawrence, 71. Topeka and Manhattan, 71 degrees. Kansas City is cloudy and 70. And in Emporia, mostly cloudy, 72 degrees at 8:22.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm A. Martinez. The new film, Long Legs, is about an inexperienced but determined FBI agent chasing a serial killer before he struck. This is NPR News.
Censorship and political interference are what hundreds of federal scientists say they experienced under the Trump administration. Many are now bracing for what a second Trump term could mean.
We worked with scientists who were terminated from their positions because they spoke out about climate issues, who were reassigned because they, you know, work on climate.
The View from Scientists on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way from 3 to 7 today on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host on our afternoon news magazine. News headlines are next, and in less than 10 minutes, we'll hear about generative artificial intelligence, which is becoming more mainstream in China. In fact, some companies are using it as an unconventional service to resurrect the dead. What? Yes, we'll tell you more about it in about 10 minutes here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington to urge Biden to end his reelection bid. Some Democratic lawmakers in the House have done the same. Biden insists he's staying in the race. This is NPR News.
Good morning. For KPR News, I'm Jay Schaefer. Some education leaders in Kansas say schools should do more to limit the use of cell phones by students during the school day. State school board members this week discussed research that connects screen time to higher rates of teenage anxiety, depression, and suicide. Board member Kathy Hopkins pointed to states like New Hampshire and Louisiana, which have offered some advice to schools about screen time and social media use.
I agree it's a local decision, but I would definitely like to think as a state board that we would at least try to give some kind of recommendation, guidance to local districts to do something.
State lawmakers briefly considered a bill earlier this year that would have required local school boards to prohibit students from using cell phones during school hours, but that bill died in committee. The State Board of Education has removed a new requirement that high school students apply for college financial aid.
The board voted last month to require that Kansas high school students, starting with the class of 2028, complete the FAFSA in order to graduate. Now board members have walked back that mandate, saying completion of the form should not be tied to a student's high school diploma. Board member Jim Porter says many students miss out on college aid because they're confused by the application, and schools need to do more to help.
How in the world are we going to assure that they have all the information they need to be successful? I say I've struggled with this from the beginning, and quite frankly, I'm struggling with it today.
Some board members say helping students with the FAFSA could be part of a district's accreditation requirements. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
A judge has finally set a trial date for disgraced former Kansas City, Kansas police detective Roger Golubsky. Nearly 2 years after his arrest, Golubsky will finally go on trial for rape and kidnapping on December 2nd inside a federal courtroom in Topeka. He's accused of using his badge to get away with abusing vulnerable black women for decades. A Leavenworth cyclist is preparing for another run at a gold medal in the Paris Paralympic Games this summer, and a KU doctor is helping her get up to speed.
It's mentally difficult for me.
Morelli's quest for another gold will begin August 30th with a qualifying round. I'm Noah Taborda.
20% chance for rain and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, partly to mostly sunny, with a high near 91. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martin.
Wow. Using generative AI to resurrect the dead. Not bringing them back to life, of course, but using artificial intelligence to recreate versions of our departed loved ones. Is that a good idea? Or is it just weird, creepy, maybe harmful? Well, that report, heard only on public radio, raises some important questions, questions worth asking. These kinds of questions are explored all the time on Kansas Public Radio, and it's one of the reasons you listen. It's also why you should consider becoming a KPR listener member. Go ahead, make a contribution online at kansaspublicradio.org, and we'll keep bringing you stories like that one and so many others.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Here's what we know about the weather. It's going to be hot and partly to mostly sunny for most of us here in eastern Kansas. We do have a 20% chance of showers, maybe some thunderstorms today. A 30% chance tonight. But again, it'll just be hot, high near 91 today. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 95. Right now, with sunshine, it's 72 at KU.
At NPR, it's our job to be skeptical. NPR.
NPR brings you Morning Edition and All Things Considered every day, Monday through Friday. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, serving you since 1952. Still to come on KPR One this morning, classical music with Cordelia Brown. If you just can't get enough of the news and talk, then listen to KPR Two. At 9 o'clock, we'll bring you the BBC NewsHour.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nova, Frontline, and Antiques Roadshow. Program information at kansascitypbs.org.
We have a 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly to mostly sunny skies are expected across eastern Kansas, and we'll have a high temp near 91. Tonight, we're staring at a 30% chance for showers and storms, overnight low of 69. And tomorrow, it should be sunny. We'll have a high near 95 on Friday. It's going to be a hot weekend, sunny and hot, Saturday, Sunday, even into Monday, with temperatures in the upper 90s, and by Monday, near 101. Here at KU, sunny and 72. Manhattan, 73, Chanute, cloudy, and 75, and in Emporia this morning, it's mostly sunny and 74 degrees at 8:51.
This is Morning Edition from
broadcasting from the University of Kansas. This is Kansas Public Radio. Enjoy some tropical weather today. Mostly sunny skies, will have a high near 91. We also have a 20% chance for showers and storms. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain, maybe some storms. And tomorrow, just more sunshine and hot weather, a high near 95. Here at the University of Kansas, it's sunny and 72. Topeka, 73. Manhattan, 74. In Chanute, cloudy skies, 76. And in Emporia, partly cloudy and 75 this morning. In about a minute, we'll get the latest news from National Public Radio. And then get ready for a morning filled with classical music. Cordelia Brown is on deck here at Kansas Public Radio, which includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K25 8BT in Manhattan. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. And have a great Thursday.